How about cane grinding? Do you think we could read your poem on that?
Let's see, what?
Page 19.
Well, now this is my version of it. Of course, there's another... I guess mine is the only one in here, but you said 19. This is cane grinding, as I recall it. Around, 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 the sweep of the cane mill goes, kip-plop, 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 of hooves as the dust rose. You see this horse walks in a circle. From dawn until set of sun, the mill so slowly turns, while under a nearby vat, the fire continually burns. And cane by cane by cane, the boy must feed to the mill, as hair by hair by hair, the barrel begins to fill. I'm trying to point out the fact that that was a slow process. Mm-hmm. It was slow. Hands numbed by frosty cane, or eye closed by jacket stain, the boy must stick to his post, or groan, or sigh, or sing. Just got to make the best of a bad job. The day at long last ends, the sun goes down in the west, old Dolly has fed her oats, she begins her well-earned rest. The fire is built in the lane, around it the young folks stand. Together they sing and play, and bear with eye or hand. Or from the boiler's rim they scrape the sugar sweet, or in the shadows dim, lips still sweeter meat. The boy who fed the mill and gazed on one so fair, scarce now by force of will can stumble from his chair. The one then lithe and slim and with such winsome ways, now still looks fair to him in the twilight of his days. So to those days of yore, when work was turned to play, we'd drink this toast before, to all the world we'd say, good night. The first cane mills had wooden rollers. And the wooden rollers, of course, could not be forced together as tightly as steel rollers, because if you put much pressure on them, they'd crush. And so I understand that you could get so little juice out of the cane that they ran it through twice. Run it through and get some, and then run it back through the second time, and then squeeze it out some more.
Where did they grow the cane? Is that down here?
Oh, yes. As when I was a boy, every farm had its cane patch. Every farm had its sweet potato patch. Because...
Is that a lot of land in here?
No. As a rule, I use the word patch to suggest that it's small. As a rule, suppose that you had a 40-acre farm. Well, the chances are they wouldn't be more than an acre in cane or an acre in sweet potatoes. Sweet potato was a bread substitute, you see. It was a very common food. It would be sliced and fried, like French fries, you know. Or they could be boiled and made into pies. Or they could be baked and eaten with meat or just spread butter on them. They were just delicious.